listening to The Time Is Right. I'm your host, Heather Johnston, and this is episode number 2. Let's get to it with today's topic, AI use in art, is it possible? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Here we examine the concept of artificial intelligence in art and take a look at its potential to change the future of the art industry. Over the past 50 years, artists have used computers to create some form of digital art, but first had to write a code that set a set of rules for creating a chosen aesthetic. Now some artists are taking AI and art to the next level, using algorithms that learn their aesthetics by analyzing thousands of images. Most of these AI artists use so-called generative hostile networks, GANs, a form of artificial intelligence capable of learning and adapting. To express their creativity, a generative network of adversaries, GAN, developed by a Paris-based collective that creates art, is fed with over 15,000 portraits spanning 6 centuries to promote their creativity. Artificial intelligence and machines are the tools of the people who produce work, just as photographers use cameras and paint brushes, and just as a painter uses a brush, an artificial intelligence machine is used. One of the developments that blurs the boundaries of what it means to be an artist is the world's first robotic artist, who recently held his first public exhibition in New York City. The robot, a robotic arm powered by artificial intelligence, is equipped with a range of tools including a hand, foot, arm and even a head. Human artists own everything, create their works with open-source algorithms and training sets, and create themselves. AI art is created using a rapidly updating software framework that integrates web technologies. Man is the product that is realized in the form of a cloud API, and the human artist. Other artists who work with artificial intelligence believe that the idea that technology can do it all on its own is premature. GANs are models that can produce new-looking images that seem to define the genre of artificial intelligence, made art, but they are only a small part of a much larger picture, says David Garns, an AI art pioneer who has worked with GANs since its inception. Although AI artworks are indistinguishable at face value from those of more traditional artists, these tests underscore that the process of creating a work of art and its use of artificial intelligence is still very human. The decision to flaunt the obvious was justified by the international head of Christie's, Print Multiple, as the co-founder and chief creative officer of GANs, David Garns, pointed out, illustrated by the collective's decision to attribute the artwork to an algorithm rather than the obvious. Pretty much everyone who works in this field is shocked when they come across the obvious features, and it is auctioned off to artists who work with neural networks, he says. The last work is described as a collaboration between man and machine, with Cloud Painter and the machine evolving to be able to make creative decisions on their own. While cloud painters make their aesthetic decisions independently, the machines are assigned parameters that they must meet and are programmed to refine their results to achieve the desired result. This is not the first time that obvious GAN AI tools have been used in this process, but it is not even the most obvious use case for artificial intelligence in art. Neural style transfer technique is used to replicate or recreate a work of art, and one of the earliest examples is the use of neural networks in creating high-quality digital art. The concept remains the same, be it a painting, a sculpture or even a video game. The dataset is fed into the algorithm and the AI creates a work of art that fuses styles. Image generation using AI technology is widely circulating and has begun to find its way into the world of digital art. In 2015, Google released a computer vision program called Deep Dream, which found patterns in a large number of images, creating psychedelic images. Recently, the auction house Christie's announced that it was selling a work of art created with artificial intelligence that has turned the art world upside down. The artwork in question is a rendering created by an algorithm, but the idea of using artificial intelligence as a means of artistic creation is still relatively new. Aesthetic concepts that endure in the world of the arts, such as the projected sustainability and sustainability of the environment. In recent years, a vibrant world of neural network art has emerged in part from the development of computer science. In contrast to earlier groundbreaking art movements, neural networks in art have raised questions about authorship and ownership when it comes to works of art. I am thrilled that artists are using this new technology to create new forms of expression. In 2015, a program called Deep Dream, randomly developed by Google engineers, began developing neural network art in the form of a series of paintings and sculptures by artists from around the world. This was AI use in art, Is It Possible? By The Time Is Right, and this was episode number 2. My name is Heather Johnston, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.